Finding a Real Friend by Christy Hughes, based on a true story. It seemed like all the friends were already taken. To have a friend, you must be a friend too. Children's Songbook, page 262. Christy stood at the edge of the playground, looking at the slides and swing sets for someone to play with. A big group of kids shrieked as they chased each other around the field. Others swung from the monkey bars. A few girls giggled and whispered under a tree. Christy wanted to run and swing and giggle too, but she felt too shy to walk up to a group of kids she didn't know. So, she kept standing there. Maybe someone would come ask her to play. Christy's family had just moved, and she didn't really know anyone at her new school yet. As recess ticked by, no one came to play with her. It seemed like all the friends were taken.
How can I ever find a friend?
She wondered. The next day, Mrs. Godfrey asked a girl named Mia to sit with Christy at lunch. But Mia just talked to her friends, who were sitting at the same table. Christy felt lonelier than ever. She wanted a real friend, someone who would play with her because they wanted to, not because they had to. That night, Christy prayed to Heavenly Father and asked him to send her a real friend. Days went by. It seemed like her prayers weren't working. She knew that Heavenly Father loved her, but it was hard not to worry. Then one day at recess, Christy noticed a girl sitting on the ground alone. Her leg was bleeding, and it looked like she was crying. Christy was nervous about talking to her, but she didn't want her to cry alone. So, she took a deep breath and walked over.
Are you okay?
I hurt my knee,
the girl said, looking up and holding her leg.
Do you want to go to the nurse? I'll help you.
Christy helped the girl get up and put an arm around her shoulder. Together, they walked slowly to the nurse's office. Christy waited while they cleaned and bandaged the girl's knee. Then they walked back to the playground.
I'm Stacy,
the girl said.
What's your name?
Christy.
Are you new?
Stacy asked. Christy nodded.
I'm new too. Want to jump rope with me?
Yeah.
Soon the two girls were laughing and jumping rope together. Best of all, Christy had discovered the secret to finding a friend. It was just to be a friend. And Christy knew she could always do that. The author lives in Utah, USA. How can you be a friend? 1. If you see another child alone, ask to play with him or her. 2. Hold the door open for someone. 3. Give a compliment. 4. Make a get well card for someone who is sick. 5. Look for things you have in common with others. And 6. This one's easy. Just smile and wave. End of the story, Finding a Real Friend, read by Chloe and Margot Patello and Wes Nelson.